Okay.
Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best, too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Hello, all you best people that I know. That would be you, whether you're listening live or on replay. We appreciate you in helping us be in the top 1 to 2% in our category. Today is a special show. I think anybody who's an author, actually anybody that's doing radio, is just going to absolutely be jazzed on this show because Francine Silverman, she's a best-selling author of probably the Bible of all talk radio books, which is Talk Radio Wants You, an intimate guide to the shows and how to get invited. And I mean, she is just a phenomenal lady, a woman of integrity. She knows what she's talking about, and it is a pleasure to have a special evening show for her tonight. And she will be taking your calls. She's here for 30 minutes, and we have a call-in number that you can speak with her live. We actually have somebody on the switchboard already, 347-637-1318, 347-637-1318, or you can type your question in the chat. And before I read her beautiful bio, lovely lady that she is, I just want to remind you to mark us as a favorite, to follow us to get the worry-free updates so you do find out about special shows that might get scheduled that aren't normally our Tuesday, Thursday slot at 11. And also I wanted to let you know that we are doing, and I'm participating in, so excited, the first annual Motivation Marathon, which is a day filled with great experts, tips, and tools you can trust. It's free. You can sign up, get gifts, and all that good stuff. But this is not going to be one of those bait-and-switch shows. This is going to be real value, real content. I know that these ladies, I know them personally, and I promise you, sign up to motivationmarathon.com, and you will be happy you did. It's going to be a great day, and you get the replays even if you can't join us live, which is on a Saturday, June 11th. So, without further ado, let me tell you about Francine, the talk radio advocate. Francine Silverman is an author, publicist, and radio host who honored her writing skills as a newspaper reporter and freelance writer with winning numerous awards. Her latest book is Talk Radio Wants You, an intimate guide to 700 shows and how to get invited. A National Best Books 2009 Award winner in the Business Reference category, this book contains everything a potential guest needs to know before contacting a host, including the theme of the show and your guest criteria. She's also authored 2 travel guidebooks, The Catskills Alive, which is 2000 and 2003, and Long Island Live in 2003, both published by Hunter Publishing. In 2003, Fran started a book promotion newsletter for authors of all genres. The e-zine spawned Book Marketing from A to Z, which is published by Infinity Publishing, and that was published in 2005. This 400-page paperback is in alphabetical order for ease of use, true reference guide, and the book has received nearly 40 rave reviews from online reviewers. And Francine's going to tell us more things than you're going to want to know more than what she's going to be able to tell us. So I want you to contact her at http://talkradioadvocate.com, or you can find her at franalive@optonline.net. My pleasure and privilege to have for this special evening, Francine. How are you?
Well, thank you for that lovely introduction, Deb. I'm telling you, I sometimes wonder, do I live up to these introductions?
Hey, listen, you earned it. The best people. have the best bios. It just kind of all goes together with that Mutual Admiration Society thing. I love what you're doing, and it was a wonderful gift that we met through a mutual friend, but you're really known in this industry and well-respected in this industry, so I know I'm going to learn a lot, too. And I want to make sure that we take a call here, but just before we even take that call, you have to tell us, how did you get interested in radio to write a book about it?
Okay, what happened was when in 2003, when I started the newsletter, it was because I had the two travel guidebooks out, and I didn't know how to market them. So I decided to start a newsletter online, and I got 10 authors to sign up. And within 2 years, I had such wonderful ideas from these authors because they were so clever that I put it into the book, Book Marketing from A to Z. And about that time, people were starting to do radio shows, and I thought, oh, I'll do a radio show. So I did a radio show on Chief Radio called Book Marketing with Fran, and I was interviewing authors. And I had at lunch with one of my subscribers, and she said, you know, you really should package your services. So I said, that's a very good idea. What I'll do is I'll offer my subscribers a deal. For one price, which was $60 at the time, I'll give you the newsletter, you'll come on my radio show, and I'll represent you on the internet. And what happened was when I started to look at newspapers, and of course newspapers were condensing and folding, and even though I got some into the national newspapers, it was really tough. But the minute I started to tried radio hosts, it was like my eyes opened. All of a sudden, I had such interest because radio hosts need guests. And before you knew it, I had so many contacts of radio hosts. I mean, I was putting them on, getting them on this show and that show and this show and that show and a terrestrial radio and internet radio and all kinds of stations. So that's when I decided to do the book. And after the book was done, I realized that not everybody needs 700 shows of different 40 categories. Some people only want, let's say they're in business, they only want business. Or if they're spiritual, they only want new age. Or if they're in sports, they only want sports. Or they are like into animals, they only want animals. So I decided to do e-books. And that's really where I'm at now. I have 16 e-books of talk radio shows ranging from animals to sports. And what I'm doing now, it's like one thing happens right after another. It's not enough to have the e-books, you have to promote them. So I put my e-books on Smashwords, which sells, you know, a little bit. But then I decided what I would do is I would find an affiliate, and I would offer my hosts that were in all the ebooks a 40% commission if they would become an affiliate and they would sell the ebook on their sites. Well, so far, a lot of them expressed an interest in helping me to promote the ebook. Some of them put it on their site. Some of them invited me on their shows. Someone wrote a jingle for me for the New Age ebook. You know, they've been very nice, but nobody actually signed up to become an affiliate. So really what I'm looking for is I'm looking for affiliates who want to sell the ebooks, because for a 40% commission, and the more shows I have in the ebooks, the more expensive it becomes, and then the commission goes up. So that's where I'm at.
And how, I mean, it's just a great service with what you're doing, and you really are considered the credibility expert in this. And, you know, I just want to make sure, I'm going to take a call right now. We've got somebody, it's 732, and I see somebody else in there, 78, let me see, where is that one, 785, I think. But how, give us those websites again to get in touch with you and find out this information, because I'm telling you, I know for myself, it takes hours and hours to find great guests, great shows, you know, you've already done all this work for us, and there's a need out there, and you created this out of a personal need in your own life, and the passion that you have for it it's really shining through. So give us your websites and how to find out.
Okay, my website is talkradioadvocate.com. And at that site, you'll find out information about my book and my 16 e-books and my affiliate program.
Okay, great. Can we take a call?
Sure.
Okay. 732, you are on the air with Francine Silverman.
Well, hello. This is Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein, Francine. And I was so excited to hear that you are on my dear friend Deb Scott's show. And I tuned in because I don't know if you remember, we talked a few times and I get your newsletter. And, you know, I really agree with Deb that you're doing this incredible service.
Well, thank you, Barbara. Yes, I know you. Aren't you a subscriber? And aren't you a client of mine?
Well, we've done some work together. And I do get your newsletter all the time. So I think I'm certainly a subscriber. And
yes.
I think maybe in the past, you know, we did a little work connecting with a couple of radio shows. I had a show for a number of years called The Enchanted Self. And I don't think you were actually my guest, but I think you might have helped me find some guests. And I just think you do a great job. I mean, it's also so funny and a little poignant because my mother's maiden name was Silverman, and my mother died. You know, my mother died in November, and I had just done a piece on YouTube on my Enchanted Self channel about my mother for Mother's Day, something universal that we can all think about for Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, it's just funny with your name, it just clicking. I had to come aboard. So,
well, thank you. I'm glad you did.
And it's probably even more poetic because Dr. Barbara's starting her first, she had had a show before, but you're starting a new show next week, isn't it? And
yes.
tell us the name of that because it's right up, it's just exactly what Fran's talking about too with the technology and so forth for authors.
Yes.
Well, I'll be like, you know, meeting together again on the other station. But
well,
tell us about that.
This show is called Authors and Technology, The Future is Now, because I have become convinced that authors need to hook into things like Skype and get themselves virtually around the world to libraries and classrooms and so on, and I want to help them do that. So I don't want to take, you know, too much of Francine's time.
No, where will your show be aired?
It will be on Blog Talk Radio on Monday at 2 o'clock, and I have a great guest for the first show who has done a lot of work as an author and a publisher on Skype, and he's going to tell us his adventures, both good and, I guess they're all just about good, you know, really getting out there with Skype, so it can be done. His name is Joe Cunson. So I'm looking forward to having him on.
Well, good luck with your show.
Thank you. That's terrific.
Yeah, but, you know, it all ties together because media, social media, the books, you know, connecting people, great people want to connect with other great people. And this is, I think, where we all help each other. So this is a very special moment. History in the making. Everybody's hearing it now. So. We'll be tuning into your show as well, Dr. Barbara. Thank you so much for calling in. It was great to hear from you.
Love
what you're doing.
I'm going to get off and now just listen. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, my gosh. There's so many great people listening. you know, it's just amazing. See, all these people hearing and working together and growing together and making all these changes. It's really a small community. You know, towards that end, why don't you tell us what you've found out, and you've done so much research, what type of people are best for getting the best interviews, or is there a different...
Well, first of all, people who are passionate about their subject and people who can talk with authority and have expertise. They, you know, nobody wants anybody to come on their show and speak in a monotone or, you know, flub their words. You know, it's funny because I remember a host of a show told me that he had a moment when he just thought that his life was ended. He had a woman on his show who was pretty high in her field. And when she came into the studio, and she just blanked. She didn't remember her own name. She just couldn't speak. And he said it was the longest hour of his career in radio because the woman just froze. So you have to be somebody that's comfortable on the radio, and the only way that you can be comfortable is to do radio shows, because once you do radio shows, you become more comfortable in your own skin and you become comfortable what you're saying. And I think that authors have a leg up because radio hosts tend to think that authors are experts because they've written a book and they've done research, you know, especially nonfiction authors. And pretty much that's it. I mean, people who have something to tell an audience and can entertain an audience and can inform an audience, because
yeah.
Radio hosts are in the business of entertainment.
Yeah, but you know, it's amazing to me because everybody has their own style and personality, and I love listening to the radio shows, you know, as much as I can, and I'm always learning, and obviously I love my show probably more than anybody else because I have so much fun. I mean, I enjoy this. I've been looking forward to speaking with you. But, you know, I wonder if there's something else that you could share that really makes a radio segment great. Because to me, I get really upset when people go on and on and on like it's a total infomercial. And I know we have to promote ourselves, and that's definitely something that's important, obviously promoting the guests. But I think it's really great when I have somebody write me and say, you know what? I learned so much on that radio show. Thank you so much for that guest that you brought on. It was exactly the message I needed to hear, or I'm contacting that person because this is exactly the help I was looking for. I mean, do you find that value is part of making a great show?
I think that it, you know, it takes two to tango. I think that if the host is like you, somebody who's very enthusiastic and somebody who touts their guest, you know, makes the guest look really good, I think it helps the guest also, because the guest feels good about themselves and they feel free to talk, and they know that what they're saying is something that the guest and the audience are interested in. It really is, you know, I've been on many, many radio shows, and it really depends on the host, how the host, you know, hosts.
How does the host host? That sounds like a blog post right there, Francine.
You know, in England, they don't call them hosts. They call them presenters.
Ooh.
I know that because I have some shows in my e-books from England, and they call them presenters.
Isn't that, well, that sounds very sophisticated. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, sounds nice. Well, yeah, we're talking, there's so many things, and I know we've only got like 10 minutes left. Where does it go so quick, huh? All that time flies when you're having fun. I do want to make sure people, because I do have a lot of people listen on iTunes and replay, and, you know, so that is a big part of the audience. And I do have a lot of entrepreneurs and people who have written books, so I know that they're going to want to be able to get in touch with you for your services. But I want to make sure that people understand this book when you compiled it, the Talk Radio Wants You
mm-hmm.
book, and, you know, how you spent so much time collecting the material and what readers can expect when they purchase it.
Well, what I did was, basically, I did the same thing that I'm doing for the e-books. I sent a questionnaire out to radio hosts, and I said, I'm doing this book, and if you fill it at the form, I'll put you in the book in the appropriate category. And basically, it was the same format. And it really helps me because I'm an online publicist. And when somebody fills out my form, I, of course, say to them, you know, I represent all these authors. Can I send you bios? And, of course, they say yes because I've done them a favor. I put them in the e-book. But it really is a wonderful combination of things, you know. In other words, the idea that I can fill out the form, and then I can provide them with authors, and maybe, you know, get to sell the e-books, and then other people will contact them. So it all works together, and that's the way it is. I mean, it's just great.
Yeah, it is. And the longer you're connected, I think the, you know, success breeds success. And you meet one person, and then you meet somebody else, and then you find out, because in talking to Dr. Barbara, oh, I know Francine. Oh, she's great. And, you know, I think that word of mouth credibility is also, you know, a great boost to the cause. And, you know, I love that you have so many people who write so many rave reviews about what you do. And I think that's a testimony to your authenticity, and you know that's what the world needs, people that really care and want to succeed for the right reasons. But I think that one of the big questions that somebody's going to be has to have, what is the difference between doing the radio interviews and the television interviews? Because it's, you know, television.
You know what, first of all, television is very local, so you have to be in the area. You have to live in the area where the show is being aired. Radio, you can do at home in your pajamas. You don't have to travel. And again, you on television, you'll get, 5 minutes? Maybe you'll get 2 minutes? On the radio, you can be on for an hour, and the host is touting you, and the host is praising you, and the host is saying such nice things about you. Where else can you go that you get this kind of treatment? I mean, radio is so special.
Especially now,
because there's more and more shows. There's, you know, every week I look for more shows, and I think, oh, I'm gonna, you know, flood the market. I won't be able to find any more. There's always new shows.
Yep, and you know, there's new networks going on. I mean, I am just. It's boggling to me that even with Blog Talk, they had 84 million listeners last year. And they give us a switchboard in here where we can always tell how many people have listened to the show, downloaded the show. And I know for me, for a new show of only about 6 months, I have, you know, over 12,000 listeners. And that doesn't include iTunes. And I just had a AM station pick us up in Calgary and another one that I'm talking to in Texas and some other places. And, you know, it's really exciting to think that there are people, even listeners from, you know, I have people call in from other countries. I mean, you know, people in Europe and people in Asia and all over. I mean, how else could we possibly meet these people and connect and bring value?
That's why the internet is so wonderful, because you can reach people all over the world.
Yeah.
You know,
think
it used
of all
to be
people.
A radio, which radio station used to be just local, and they would just reach people in the area. Now you reach everybody.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people with blogs being and websites being the big thing that everybody goes to, you know, it's like a home address. You can download most of these shows right onto your page, you know, or Facebook
mm-hmm.
or Twitter or wherever, and it's really amazing, and I think it's just really wonderful what you've done to be the A++ class act in this whole industry. So tell us, if someone's listening right now, they're like, wow, I was listening to Francine. Oh, I have got to know her. I've got to get connected. I have to get her ebook, but I want a little extra help, you know, in my PR. What do you offer for that listener?
Okay, I either offer them, they can sign up for my publicity service. It's an online publicity service. I charge only $125 a year. And for that, I represent you on the internet, and you get my newsletter, which has come out since March 2003. Every Wednesday, every other Wednesday it comes out. And it's geared to authors. And most people that go on the radio are authors, but you don't have to be an author. Or they can, if they don't want to spend the $125 and they don't need somebody to represent them, then I would suggest that they purchase the ebook, because the ebook is very inexpensive. Either they run from $12 to $20 a piece, depending on, you know, how many shows are in the ebook. So basically, that's what I do.
Wow!
I get a lot of recommendations. You know, people.
Yes, you do.
One person recommends another person, and that's how I get a lot of new clients.
Unbelievable. I'm telling you, Francine, you are good at what you are, excellent at what you do, better than good. I am, I'm thinking we might have a caller here. I'm not, it's 785. You are on the air with Francine. You can go ahead and speak, 785-385. Hello? Hello, you are on the air.
They hung up.
Okay, that's all right. Yeah, hey, you know, some people get, you know, we either lost the line of the connection or it can be a little intimidating calling in and saying something too. So that's okay. We go with the flow, right? That's part of the live internet radio and all of that fun stuff. Did you have something that you wanted to share with listeners as we're coming to a close here, which I can't believe we're coming to a close,
okay,
but since we are.
All I want to say is that radio is not the end all. It doesn't mean just because you go on the radio, you're going to sell your book. It's just, but when you are promoting anything, when you're promoting your business or you're promoting your book or you're promoting a product, it's just one of the strategies that you use. And radio is free, and it's a wonderful way to speak about your subject. So don't forget radio. It is just incredible. It's just an incredible medium.
And it's growing. Every day, and there's so many shows. And I think that, as you said, it's really gaining a listening audience that, my goodness, I don't know what the projections are, but internet radio, it's just exploding. It's unbelievable. So it's not too late to get started in it. Is that another takeaway?
Well,
for people listening?
if anybody wants to start a show, I think a good place to start is Blog Talk Radio, because they can do a half an hour show, and I think it's still free.
The half hour, yes.
Yeah, and I always tell people that it's the best place to start.
Wonderful. Well, you certainly do share your shine, and I know people are going to really, you know, learn something that they didn't necessarily know. Maybe they thought that, well, I'll give this a try, but they weren't really sure, you know, how to network or how to get connected or get the information. And you've really, you've done everything for everybody. Nobody needs to reinvent the wheel. You've already done it. So, I mean, you've been doing this. So, you know, learn from others. Eleanor Roosevelt, you can't make all the mistakes yourself. Learn from others. You know, you have to. You know,
okay.
There's not enough time. But you are just a jewel, and thank you for what you do and being on tonight. I know you're busy, and this was an evening show, but I appreciate that we could get you
Deb,
on.
It was my pleasure. I thank you so much.
Well, you're a lot of fun. And make sure everybody give that website one more.
TalkRadioAdvocate.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being a blessing for us and
thank
all you do.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you, Francine. And thank you, all of our great listeners, whether you're listening live or on replay, we appreciate you. But if you really enjoy the show, make sure that you share it with somebody else. Maybe your friend, maybe your family member is a new author and is looking for a way to share their message that they're passionate about, as Francine was talking about, and they have something to make the world a better place, to make a difference. Then you want to take this show and you want to give them Francine's email and address and share this with them, because that's how we help each other. And it's a small thing that can make a big difference. And if you like the show, you can go to iTunes, give us a rating, download us, and tell a friend. And make sure that you join us tomorrow. We have Paul Harris on. Paul Harris, wow, his story is just mind-boggling. His body was 80% burned, and he goes around the world now speaking. He's a motivational speaker, and he wouldn't change a thing. He loves his life, and he's going to help us appreciate and love ours as well. So join us tomorrow for that show. It's at noon on Friday with Paul Harris. So thank you again. So much appreciated. And remember, in the famous words of Oscar Wilde, be yourself, because everybody else is already taken. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.